like that. Press record. No. Oh, it was recording.
Hey guys, welcome back to our first episode on Casual Courtside. We're thankful for you guys to be here with us, and we hope you enjoy our podcast.
On a Wednesday, March 13th, baseball has a game at home at 3:45 p.m., and softball has a home game at 3:45 p.m. Also on Wednesday, March 13th, there's a beach volleyball game at 4 p.m. at Goodyear Community Park. On Thursday, March 14th, there's a baseball game at 3:45 p.m. at home. On Friday, March 15th, there's a boys and girls tennis game at 3:30 p.m. at Ironwood Country Club. Beach volleyball at 4 p.m. at Santan Charter. And boys volleyball at 5:30 p.m. at Santan Charter.
Nice. Would you like to talk about, like, the predictions? Like, just on how the games are going to go? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with baseball today. At home. So, I think that we're going to win maybe this game. Hopefully. I mean, we got our boy Jacob Carrillo. And he's a good pitcher. So, I hope he does really well. What about you?
Yeah, I think so too. Last baseball game, James Pierski hit a 2-run double into right field.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yep.
We got Wyatt the Sheriff pitching too, so
nice.
Pretty good.
I hear he's really good. I heard he plays club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. It's cool. Do you know about him? Like, do you know him?
Yeah.
Like, did you go to school with him?
No.
No, you didn't?
I don't
know. All right. What about softball? Do you know anyone on the team?
No, but they won 22-3 versus Highland Prep in their last game Monday.
22-3?
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty good?
Yeah, I like it.
That's nice. That's nice to hear. Some good victory wins on our school history. Nice. You know, I think last week our podcast was still available, but now it is. Last week, these two couple, they're both on sports. So one plays baseball and the other plays softball. And I think, what were their names?
Carlos and...
Well, start with the
Brianna.
Brianna? Yeah. I think they hit like their first home run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brianna Corberubias was 4-5 with 4 doubles.
Sheesh.
They won their game 28-2.
Sheesh.
Against Gilbert.
It's Matt Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's good to hear, though. Boys volleyball. I think boys volleyball. So, boys volleyball actually lost. They lost yesterday. And JV wasn't doing too good. I think they need like a little bit more with help. And then for varsity, one of the teammates, his name is Alan Amador. He tried to receive a pass, not a pass, a set, no, a strike. As a hitter from the other team hitting at him, and he accidentally received the ball not in the right spot, and so he got his finger jammed, and his finger didn't end up getting well, turned purple and all. But what do you think? Do you think that our boys volleyball is going to win this Friday?
Yeah, they didn't lose their games by much last time.
Yeah. Varsity or JV? Because JV's been, they've been good, you know?
Yeah.
Varsity's been going against some hard teams. Like last week they went against LA Creek, Queen Creek. And We played really well. Really well. But yeah. Do you want to talk about this one athlete? Her name is Sharifa. She played flag football, and she did really well. She actually got a full ride for GCU, and she's gonna be playing for GCU later in college. So that's really awesome.
Good for her.
Yeah.
What about track and field?
Oh yeah.
How are they looking?
Track and field. Honestly, I've heard much about track and field, but was it like 2 weeks ago maybe when they had like their first track meet, and there was like a whole lot of teams there, like a lot of teams, different schools obviously. One of my friends who is in track, they ended up going to the meet because we're going to the Disney trip, and so they weren't able to go to the first beat. It was pretty sad. But it was cool though. Yeah.
Our Lions did participate on March 2nd in the Buckeye Lions Invitational.
Uh-huh.
All the runners PR'd, but Gloria Williams PR'd in all of her events, the 100 meter, 200 meter, 400 meter, and 800 meter.
Damn. They all PR'd?
So did Juan Arribas PR'd in all of his events too.
Mm-hmm.
And along with Jose Garcia, he PR'd in 800, 1600 meter, and the long jump.
You know, I know Jose actually. Jose Garcia. He's he's an athlete. He's a really good athlete. I think he did basketball last season. And he's a really hard worker. He's honest. He does everything. He's one of a kind, you know. And during lunch, he was telling me about how he was training during the summer, during basketball season, running a lot, and telling me how confident he was about doing like a 5-minute mile, which is really impressive. And, well, as you can see, hard work paid off for him. So he PR'd. Pretty nice. Yeah.
What about our new sport, beach volleyball?
Beach volleyball is a new sport for the high school. So I think the girls are doing really well actually. They're 2v2, right?
They swept Gilbert Classical 5-0.
Yeah.
That's their very first one in the program's history.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. I think we can possibly take it to like state or something. Hopefully. I know that the volleyball girls are really good at doing their job when it comes to the sport. So hopefully we take it.
Especially Joanna having 6 kills in the second set.
Joanna?
During their game on Monday.
Damn. That's really good.
Sophie also had 7 aces in the first set.
How many? 8?
7.
7?
7 aces.
7 aces. You know, I don't know how beach volleyball works, but it must be because it's shorter. It's 2v2. Well, I just hope that they take it, honestly.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, you know what I forgot about? Tennis. What do you think about tennis?
The boys and girls tennis is doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yep, they're winning pretty much all their games.
Okay.
Boys and girls both won 2 games. One on Tuesday, one on Thursday, both 9-0.
9-0. Do you know how tennis works?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Can you explain? Would you care to explain this a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So it's usually one player, usually one against one.
Okay.
and one person will start. They'll serve, and they got hit into a certain area of the court, the small box.
Mm-hmm.
And your job is to return it and make the other person mess up or wait till they make a mistake themselves.
Did you play tennis?
Yeah.
Yeah? Here or?
Not here.
Club? Or the school?
Neither.
Neither? Sure. Then how do you know about tennis?
We play outside of school.
Outside of school?
Yeah.
Are you good? Pretty decent?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's good.
Pretty decent.
Yeah. That's good. Well, guys, I think we're going to wrap it there. My name is Adriel Felix.
I'm Deacon.
Well, there we go. That was our first episode. Hope you guys enjoyed.